Eric Goodhart has been an independent educational consultant since 1992.
Look at college. You know, colleges always say it's an investment, but I say, well, is it an investment for?
He said he is alarmed by the ever-increasing level of borrowing to pay for college.
The other factor that is not very much, not often talked about, is that it's not just student loan debt, it's parent loans that have increased enormously.
Federally guaranteed loans to parents to pay for college costs were initially capped at $4,000, but now there is no limit. Goodhart said it's just one example of how colleges have convinced Congress to put more money into loans and grants. At the same time, colleges were raising their costs and giving the illusion that financial aid would pay the tuition bills.
You know, universities have a very strong lobby in Congress, and so there's no lobbying effort or collective by parents, families paying the costs, but there's a very strong cost for, or very strong lobbying by the universities.
Out of the approximately 4,500 colleges and universities in the United States, there are exactly three that don't use government-guaranteed loan programs. One of the three, Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania, has a cost of attendance, which includes tuition, room, and board, and other expenses, of less than $26,000 a year. But since nearly all colleges do rely on federal loan programs, Goodhart says other strategies must be employed to avoid or at least limit debt.
Doing some, mature, due diligence ahead of time and not winging it.
Goodhart, who is director of programs for education, which has offices in Massachusetts and California, works with high school students to identify their natural strengths and interests to lock in a career path, select a major, and then pick colleges that are the right fit.
And we want the student, and this is where we spend a lot of time working with the student, and getting them to understand what their natural strengths, what their academic profile, what the innate characteristics have to do with certain careers. So we educate them on how to understand these careers, what these majors mean, and how those majors relate to certain careers. And then we start looking at colleges. We build a college list, from the ground up. We don't look at the top most competitive colleges at first. We want to find happiness in the so-called safety first. We want to see the quality of those schools.
Changing majors or changing colleges are expensive mistakes that add to the college debt burden.
We looked at statistics in 1992, and the average high school graduate went off to college. Only 35 to 37% graduate in 4 years, and that takes in state schools, and that was a figure that was combined with private schools, and it hasn't improved much.
While Goodhart's clients are in college, they can access the latest information on job opportunities to make sure their courses match the current needs of employers. So when graduation day comes, there's a job waiting that will pay enough to help manage any debt.
So it is a level of responsibility that students aren't prepared to take on as 17-year-olds, but this is what we try to instill in them. And by having the parents listen to these steps and, so that everyone's held accountable and knows what needs to be done in order to graduate in 4 years.
Goodhart says to avoid loans, he advises clients to look for schools that offer accelerated programs, take community college courses, and get good grades to earn merit scholarships. There is still no substitute for saving money for college.
The best time for parents to start saving for college is when the child is still in the womb, and to save in not in the student's name, but in the parent's name. So there's gradually, but it's very difficult with all the costs involved in bringing up a family to be able to set aside all the money you need to pay for college. But the more you save, the less you have to borrow.
Even if a family has not set aside enough money to cover the costs of college, it may be possible to literally pay as you go by squeezing the household budget.
You may be able to just pay for college from cash flow alone if you understand what the bottom line will be. Many families don't take this step at all until the student is accepted. Then they said, oh my gosh, I didn't know it was going to cost this much. Well, you know.
Goodhart offers what he calls a dry run so parents can see the options. The financial aid offers that come with college acceptance letters are not, contrary to what some advisors say, negotiable, according to Goodhart. But it is possible, he says, to appeal because of hardships such as a job loss or unexpected medical expense.
The money hasn't been given out. The money hasn't been distributed to all across the board to all the students that have been accepted. So that's when to do that so-called pre-appeal. We'll tell the school what is the situation. And in 100% of the cases that I've worked with over the years, it's always resulted in much better financial aid packages than if we waited until the student was accepted and then it tried to appeal for scraps afterwards.
It's a myth that there are millions of dollars in college scholarships that go unclaimed. There are legitimate private scholarships available that Goodhart says he encourages clients to pursue.
The ones that are worth going for are the ones you have to do some research. I had a student in Lunenburg, art student. She got a private scholarship. She went to Maryland College of Art. But her $5,000 scholarship, which was one time only, but a nice hefty one time only of $5,000, was from a foundation in Canada that she found and applied and did the work and showed her portfolio and was recognized for that for $5,000.
Goodhart would not disclose what he charges for his services. Even before families take on the costs of higher education in the form of a tuition bill, more and more are paying for educational consultants and test prep for high school and even younger students. David Wang started working with Goodhart 5 years ago when Wang's son, who is now at the University of Michigan, was a high school freshman. Wang said he and his wife saved for their son's college education, and he earned a $20,000 merit scholarship, so he'll graduate debt-free with a degree in industrial engineering.
You don't want to get into a school that you're going to have to go more than 4 years, which is to make sure that the cost is reasonable. So we carefully working together with Eric to choose the program that will be the most efficient way for him to get an education. Efficient meaning stay with the program of his interest and got a strong program, a very good graduation rate, and also with some financial aid, so he has a priority or advantage of choosing classes. So all those were factors when we evaluate which school to go to.
Educational consultants such as Goodhart come with a range of backgrounds and price tags. The Independent Educational Consultants Association cautions people to thoroughly review a consultant's credentials before signing up. I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.